Sport on RTE Radio 1.
26 minutes to 9. Darren Frehill's back. Darren, when we were speaking an hour ago, it was looking like a classic between Andy Murray and Matteo Berrettini at 10 under. Well, yeah.
Well, you know the way I was writing Andy Murray off there about an hour ago? Guess what? He's pulled it off. He's turned it around. An absolute thriller at the Australian Open, beating Matteo Berrettini. And it went all the way, 5 sets, 4 hours and 45 minutes long in that heat. Incredible stuff from both athletes. Murray took the first 2 sets, 6-3, 6-3. Then his opponent battled back, taking the next 2, 4-6, 6-7. And then Murray held his nerve in the decider, went to a tiebreak. The Scot won at 10-6. He did get some luck with the winner, his return just clipping the net. But I have to say, well deserved.
Yeah, amazing win to stay with it in that fifth set when he was playing and serving as well as he was great, you know, mental effort, obviously physically at the end. I mean, both of us are tired and, you know, I have really put a lot of work in the last 3 months. I have been playing well in practice, but in the last couple of years, I've lost a few of these matches in the slams, like one to Tsitsipas at the US Open, a tight one with Isner at Wimbledon. And yeah, that one could have got away from me, but I think all the work that I've put in these last few months paid off there at the end. And yes, was a little bit lucky on the match point, but I earned that.
Absolutely, he did. I think it was about 4 years ago at the Australian Open where we thought we'd seen the last of him, that he was going to retire because of injury. Well, he's still going strong on the basis of this morning. Novak Djokovic returning as well to the Australian Open a little bit later. He is playing for the first time in 2 years after all that COVID controversy last year. Johnny Sexton and Tadhg Furlong have recovered from injury. They returned to training with Leinster yesterday. Neither expected to play against Racing in the Heineken Champions Cup this weekend, but it's a timely return ahead of the Six Nations. The injuries have allowed Ross Byrne get an extended run at out half, and he's been talking about to Michael Corcoran about taking his chance with some fine form.
To be honest, there's enough competition in here to keep you on your toes. I don't think I need to be looking elsewhere. But sure, like it is, we have 3-4 internationals sometimes in every division here. So their standard of training is phenomenal. Like, and I think that's a big factor in why I've been going well this season.
And you're trying to hold off your brother. I mean, what's that like? I wonder what is it like? I mean, if he starts, you're coming on, or vice versa. I mean, are you like ships in the night passing each other, or how do you help each other, or are you, do you pretend you're not brothers?
No, like, to be honest, we, like, even just before now, like, we're constantly, when we're both playing, we're constantly just speaking about the game and the plan for the week and different plays, and what, one of us might be seeing something different to the other one, so look, we both just want Leinster to win. That's the most important thing. And look, we both want to be starting, but we obviously understand it's a 23-man game nowadays as well, you know what I mean? And so whoever's starting, it's important that they obviously lead the team off well, and then whoever comes off the bench steers them home. So we both just want success for Leinster.
Yeah, Ross being very diplomatic there. I'm sure they bring out the best of each other. That game live on Radio 1, Saturday Sport, and on RT2 television at the weekend. Connacht have agreed a 2-year extension with John Porch, the winger. He'll be at the sports ground until 2025. Bohemians have confirmed Pat Fennell as the new director of football, and Shamrock Rovers have signed Estonian midfielder Marcus Poom on a season-long loan. Now, we're going to start our build-up this morning of the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling Final. Ballyhale, the most successful club ever. 8 titles. They've faced Dunloy on Sunday. This is a club that have lost 4 finals, 1995, 96, 2003 and 2004. We're going to hear from Shane Elliott this morning. He was the goalkeeper when they made the big breakthrough in the 1990s in Antrim, and his team at that time was coached by his dad Seamus. Well, his son Ryan will wear the number 1 jersey this weekend, and dad couldn't be prouder of how far this group have come. He's been talking to Damien Lawler.
You learn from the disappointments, and we've had a lot of success, but we've had more disappointments than success. And I think you'd probably, when we look back and people say, we should have won the final in 95 when we went to a draw, we didn't perform in 96, we didn't really perform when we got to finals. We have a great semi-final record. We've always performed well in semi-finals, and sometimes in the finals we haven't really done ourselves justice in terms of how we've performed. This team won their first championship back 4 years ago now, maybe. And at that time, they were probably a year or two too soon, if you like. And it's a bit like our own model. When we won in 1990, we were a year or two sooner than we expected. And people were expecting too much, and the supporters and the county were maybe expecting too much of them at that time. But now I think they're just the right age category, the right balance in terms of the more experienced guys with Paul and Kevin Malloy and the younger guys coming through. So we've probably got a good balance at the moment.
So is that balance, will that help you maybe on final day? Because the task is quite daunting, playing the best club team that probably ever was in this country.
They're better equipped, Damien, there's no doubt about that. And again, that's credit to Gregory and his management team in getting them to that place, that they're in a position now where we seriously think we can challenge for All-Ireland titles. And we've thought that for some time, but now I think really we're where we need to be. I still think there's improvement in the team. I think everybody feels that they can go even better than what they have been. So hopefully that'll all come through on the 22nd.
We'll be looking forward to it. Both games live on Sunday Sport of the weekend. Finally, racing today at Clonmel. The action there gets underway at 3:10.